This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Starhofer, and I'm the Vice President of Customer Success at PartnerStack, which is a platform that's really trying to change how the world sells software.
Star, how are you involved with user adoption?
So under customer success, for the overall umbrella today, I'm involved of driving customer adoption of the product itself. So as a part of that, that's both our onboarding team and our customer success management team. And the onboarding team does an exceptional job of setting up how they would interact with our product, and our CSMs are the ones that generally will drive the overall adoption of our product.
Star, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think one of the, and I'm actually facing this right now actually, is the biggest challenge is as the company continues to grow, we're a Series B company today. And as a result, we're building and flying a little bit at the same time. And so there's sometimes can be a disconnect between product and customer success. And so as the difference between product and success is, we don't necessarily take the time to define what does success look like of a feature set that you might be putting out, or even a specific use case. So success might be driving towards different forms of adoption metrics, that product might be using a different measurement of what they look at success. And so right now we're working on aligning that so that when we get brand new feature sets, then CS and product are completely aligned so that as we in CSMs continue to drive adoption, it has the same outcome for the product team. So if there's an enhancement that needs to be done, product is well aware, or if there's outstanding success, we can both celebrate at the same time as opposed to there being a overall disconnect. So the successes that happens is if we're both aligned, it's great, we can all celebrate. But the challenge is that's certainly going to be present if both teams are really not on the same page. So we need to be clear of what does success look like within certain use cases within the product itself.
Star, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
That's a really good question. And it's a tough one to answer because it's always there's this answer that customer success professionals give is all depends. And it does depend. That's there because it depends on the scenario. But if I went to go leave one piece of advice to share with people, never do something in a silo. So yes, each individual department can make big leaps and bounds as it relates to user adoption, but you have to look at the whole holistic picture. And that includes the customer. That also includes product and sales and onboarding, support, your CSMs. You need to look at the full journey that's there and where you can truly make the improvements. So the customer themselves might think that the experience is exceptional and they're getting the adoption, but yet you might have the measurement of being a fail, which means you now have a disconnect. So I think the biggest advice is make sure you document what that customer journey looks like and what the ideal journey is, and make sure your customers are a part of that as well. So ask and do the checks and balances along the way to go, what do they think success looks like of this feature? And even if you had indicated individuals that you've deemed as being successfully have adopted a specific set, go back and ask them, do they feel the same? Because there can be that disconnect that comes into play. And then you could be actually driving all of your other customers down a path that's not ideal.
Star, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
That's a good question. Well, podcasts like this, not to be cheeky, is certainly a place like this. And I think there is more and more starting to show up of user adoption. I'm starting to dig in a little bit more in product-led growth and how that actually has a big influence on user adoption. But I'd like to know if there's more content out there. So I really just don't have a perfect answer other than great podcasts like this.
Great. Well, thanks, Star.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.